Local First, excited to be able to offer the what we're calling the Good for Grand Rapids campaign. I am Hannah Schultz, and I am the Program and Fund Development Manager for Local First West Michigan. So the Good for Grand Rapids campaign has a couple facets, in fact. The first and our biggest, we're very excited about this piece, is we had noticed a while back that there were no standard sustainability reporting mechanisms or assessments or anything like that that existed for small businesses. And so we actually created one with our friends over at B-Lab, which is essentially, it's about 30 questions long. It's an assessment that benchmarks your impact areas, your environmental, social, and community impact areas.
We supported Local First a couple of years ago to do some very similar work. They really want to kind of step it up and take it to the next level. I'm Lori Kraft, and I'm a program director here at the Grand Rapids Community Foundation. One of the things that they hope will happen is that we can actually encourage businesses to take their quick impact assessment, which will hopefully provide some data regarding the number and kind of quality of businesses that we have in our community that are locally owned and controlled, and get some information regarding the efforts that those businesses are making towards improving the community, the lives of their employees, and then also environmental sustainability. So those are kind of the three areas that they hope to measure through the quick impact assessment.
By asking a series of 30 questions that bring your attention to some of the areas that you are making intentional efforts towards responsible business, like do you have a recycling program in your office, or do you have a composting program, or do you pay your employees a living wage? Is your management staff and your employment staff, is it a diverse staff? That sort of a thing. And so 30 questions based on those sorts of themes, and it gives you an idea, it gives you sort of an infographic impact map, so to speak, once you finish this assessment, and it shows you the areas that you are having the highest, the most positive impact, and the areas where you could improve your impact. And so we have this assessment, it's totally free to use, and anyone can use it. It doesn't have to be a Local First member, it doesn't even have to be a locally owned business necessarily. It can be anyone interested in improving and benchmarking their responsible business practices. We call it Measuring What Matters. And so we have this assessment. We piloted this a little bit since January. So this is part of the grant application that we have this assessment. And now we're able to have a little bit more capacity around encouraging businesses to take this assessment. We have some recognition incentives, like a ceremony at the end of the year where we're going to be recognizing businesses for taking the assessment and for doing exceptional things in these areas.
There's general recognition that this fits well with the direction that the Community Foundation hopes to head regarding overcoming inequities in our community and to really grow and build and sustain an inclusive economy, which we believe will contribute to a thriving community, that everybody needs to be at the table and be a part of that growth in the community, and that right now there's some disparities in that growth, and that we do need to be more inclusive as a community, and that this is one way of many in which we can perhaps achieve some of those goals.
We're also running some social media campaigns around raising awareness amongst consumers, so people in the community who we already try to get people to shop as locally as they possibly can, and here's another layer to that. If you see a sticker on the window that says this business is good for Grand Rapids, then this is what that means. It means that this business is taking extra steps to be as responsible as they possibly can. And then Local First has a series of workshops around topics that may help businesses improve their impact areas. So we had one in May. About 40 businesses came to this workshop in May that was all about energy efficiency. We had someone from Consumers Energy come and talk about audits and rebates that businesses can get. We also had a few other consultants come in and talk about other things that businesses can do to decrease their carbon footprint, that sort of thing. Last month, we had one in June about inclusivity and policies promoting an inclusive staff and an inclusive workplace, and like an equity and inclusion statement and other things that you can bake into your business that would make you, you know, a more approachable business from people of all cultures and backgrounds. We also have one coming up this month with a similar topic based on inclusivity and culture. And so we have educational opportunities that are open to members and non-members alike, obviously geared towards business owners and managers and employees. So we're doing those in tandem, those workshops in tandem with some networking opportunities and our kind of consumer education pieces as well.
There's general recognition that this fits well with the direction that the Community Foundation hopes to head regarding overcoming inequities in our community and to really grow and build and sustain an inclusive economy, which we believe will contribute to a thriving community, that everybody needs to be at the table and be a part of that growth in the community, and that right now there's some disparities in that growth, and that we do need to be more inclusive as a community, and that this is one way of many in which we can perhaps achieve some of those goals.
Gifts for the Greater Good Philanthropy in West Michigan is underwritten by the Grand Rapids Community Foundation. I'm Patrick Center.